From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An explosion at an industrial gas plant in southern Nigeria ignited an inferno, killing at least 100 people and injuring many others. The fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in the town of Nui when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their cooking gas canisters. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a brief visit to Pakistan Friday and held talks with his counterpart Nawaz Sharif. It's the first time in 12 years that an Indian Prime Minister visited Pakistan. From Islamabad, Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan's Foreign Secretary Ezaz Ahmed Chaudhry, who attended the meeting, told reporters the discussions were held in a cordial and positive atmosphere. He said the Indian Prime Minister telephoned Sharif late Friday morning and expressed his desire to undertake the goodwill visit, and the Pakistani Prime Minister welcomed the initiative as an important step to bring their rival nations closer.
Mulaqat mein alal umum is baat ka izhar kiya gaya.
Chaudhry said the two leaders agreed to carry forward the recently resumed bilateral dialogue process and enhance bilateral contacts and work together to establish good neighborly relations. He said Prime Minister Modi also wished his Pakistani counterpart a happy 66th birthday. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Syrian rebel sources and activists say the leader of one of the most powerful insurgent groups in the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, Zafran Alush, has been killed in an airstrike. Unconfirmed initial reports suggest the airstrike was carried out by Russian planes. From Washington, this is VOA News.